I'm David Treisman, Lord Treisman. I was a member of the United Kingdom government, and one of my responsibilities as foreign minister was our relationship with Cuba.
So you're the co-president of Cuba Initiative. Tell me about it.
Well, the Cuba Initiative, I think, is a very energetic and vigorous way of ensuring that the business communities of the United Kingdom and Cuba come together. Let me add that when I talk about the business community of the United Kingdom, we're a very global economy. Very often I'm talking about, as the companies who come over with me on this visit, I'm talking about companies which may have their headquarters in the United Kingdom in London, but they're global businesses. They are everywhere on this planet. And that is the nature of modern business.
Some say that Cuba Initiative, it's your response to Brexit, but actually Cuba Initiative was born in 1995.
Yes, this is our 25th birthday. Yeah. 25 years ago, it would never have occurred to anybody that we would do anything quite so silly as consider Brexit.
So tell me about the work you have developed in partnership with Cuba. How has it been?
Well, over the 25 years, there's been a lot of work undertaken by the co-presidents who've come before me, including the last one, who is a very close friend, Lord John Hutton. What we've managed to do is to create some partnerships, to create dialogue about research, to create dialogue about higher education to help prepare the workforce for the much more technical world they're going to work in. And that's a very good way of building bridges with Cuba, because in biopharma and medicine and many other areas, Cuba's among the world leaders. It would be absolutely senseless for another country, which I think is a world-leading research nation like the United Kingdom, not to have a great relationship with our friends and our partners in Cuba. So we've got businesses which are capable of doing that. We've got a lot of practical problems to overcome as well. No point in us believing that they're all easy to overcome. The effect of the blockade, the attitude of the banks, the pressures on the Cuban economy at particular times, some of them because of natural disasters, some of them because of the blockade. All of these things are real, and in every single case, we must find proper solutions to them. The great thing about the Cuba Initiative and about being here is that with our friends, we are very honest with each other. We have very, very honest discussions. Sometimes there will be disagreements, but they're the disagreements that friends talk about as friends.
In the current circumstances, Trump administration is trying to do away with all foreign investment in Cuba, trying to suffocate Cuban economy. So what's the position of Cuba Initiative?
Well, we will carry on working. I will never accept, I don't believe my country would ever accept, and I'm quite convinced the European Union will never accept, that anybody in another country should try to impose their law on us in our territory. And the European Union, I think, is very determined to respond in a very forceful way. No one could accept that kind of interference in all sorts of ways, but including in business, outside the territorial remit of the United States. They have their laws in their country, and we have our laws, as you have your laws, in our countries. It's not a matter for other people to try and impose their law on us.
So thank you for not giving up.
No, I'm not the sort of person who gives up.
Thank you.